Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. Oh, life is worth the living. Just because he lives. I say because I know who holds the future. Life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen. We're not just praying for nothing. We're not just praying because we have nothing else to do in the morning. I mean, you know, we can be asleep. I can be asleep. You can be asleep. You know, you can get you an extra Z. Oh, bless the Lord. But something is happening in the spirit this week as we pray. There's a psalm we used to sing at my former church that said, Lord, listen to your children's praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children's prayer. Send us love, send us power, and send us grace. Then it says something's going to happen when the saints begin to pray, when the people of the Lord gets down to pray. Chains are going to be broken. And walls will come tumbling down. Well, I'm trying to tell you right now, something is happening in the spirit. And the reason I am committed to prayer, the reason I'm committed to seeking the Lord and calling on God and being faithful to intercession and prayer, you know why? Because I understand something. I know by the Holy Ghost that the enemy is trying to destroy lives. He's trying to destroy nations. He's trying to destroy relationships and friendships and ministries and pastors and leaders through events. And we got to stay on top of the wall. See, if the church don't get the prayer and the church don't get an intercession, we're going to miss our place and our role in history. And we're going to miss it through ignorance. And we're going to miss it through selfishness. God got you here because you're here to be a part of history. And it's based on your understanding and based on your willingness, all right? Now, here's the question. Are you going to be remembered for being a man of prayer, a woman of prayer? Or are you going to be remembered for being someone who sat on the sideline and allowed the enemy to destroy your family? Allow the enemy to destroy your children? Allow the enemy to take advantage of you? The devil is a liar. You got to fulfill your assignment. And God didn't send you here just to build no house and have money, power and money, and get all this happy-go-lucky message. No, the devil is a liar. That's not why God sent you here. God sent you here for one reason. Amen. To shift nations, to shift whatever's going on in your family. That devil got a plan. He has an agenda for your children. He has an agenda for your husband. He has an agenda for your future. And everyone seems to understand prayer but the church. Jews, 3 times a day, they pray. Muslims, 5 times a day, they pray. Even though they got money, even though they're wealthy, even though they have an enormous amount of increase. But us, the body of Christ, the church, we get wealth, we lose our prayer life. We compromise our prayer life, but others don't. Others don't compromise their prayer life. They let nothing stop them from praying. They let nothing stop them from intercession and calling on the name of the Lord. But guess what we church people do? We get us some money, and the first thing we lose is our prayer life. After we get us some money. I mean, it's the first place, the first thing that the enemy robs us of is our prayer life. And we got to get serious about prayer. 2,700 promises in your Bible that you will never experience. 2,700 promises that are in that Bible that you will never experience if you don't give voice to it. Amen. You got to enforce it, and you enforce it in prayer. I told you, yes, the promise of God, I think that's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It says all the promises of God are yes, and in him, amen. That's the word of God. But I'm telling you right now that just because it's a promise don't mean it's going to happen. It's conditional. I say your promise is conditional. And with all this power, we don't understand that these promises are conditional. And we got to work it. We got to work it. Jesus is saving to the uttermost. But you know why? Because he's making intercession. I think that's over there in Hebrews chapter 7. Jesus right now is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on your behalf. 30 years he walked. He was the Word made flesh. He taught them how to operate. He taught them how to flow on earth. He taught them how to move, how to shift. He taught them by revelation that Adam ceded the earth to the devil, and the devil is using it against us. He taught them that Satan was operating on Adam's lease, and Jesus understood that he was operating on enemy's territory. So because he knew that, he knew that the only way he can override the enemy, the only way I can stop the enemy, the only way I can torment the enemy is, guess what? I have to override him in prayer. You cannot compromise your prayer life. I don't care what you are going through and what you experience. You can't compromise your prayer life under no circumstance. You know why the enemy is sweeping through the church with all kind of disease and cancers and infirmities? All these premature deaths happening in the church because the church won't pray. We're not serious. Every religion takes prayer serious but Christians. Every religion takes prayer serious but us. Even the witches pray. Even people who are Satanists pray. But we won't pray. Because we take it serious. We don't take it serious. And I'm telling you right now that Jesus was a man of prayer. He was a man of intercession. Even though he was God in the flesh, he prayed because he knew he was in enemy's territory. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Jesus said, men ought always to pray. Why? Because you're in the devil's territory. The devil's always trying to fight you. The devil's always trying to stop you. You listening to me? But here we are. So many people are playing. Let me tell you something. One thing that is consistent in my life that is never up for discussion is my prayer life. That's one thing I don't play with is prayer. Because I understand the power of it. I know what prayer does. I know that prayer is one of the highest expressions of faith. And I know that Jesus prayed and is still praying. Now, don't you think that if Jesus is still praying, I ought to be in prayer too? If he's still praying, even after he said it is finished, that the mission is accomplished, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, but he's seated in prayer. He's seated in intercession. And here you are. The devil is out to destroy your marriage, out to destroy your children, to destroy your family, to rob you of your finances, to rob your nation of its destiny. And there you are with your lazy self, not in prayer. No way. We got to appropriate what God has done. And the way we do that is through prayer. Jesus went in that water, but the Bible declares that he went in the water praying. And guess what happened? Heaven opened because he prayed. Satan is the prince of this world. Jesus knew that, but he understood that I want to override the devil. And I want to superimpose the kingdom of God And there's only one way. I'm going to superimpose the kingdom of God. I got to get in prayer. With that being said, it's time to pray. With that being said, we got to recognize that this is not an hour to be lazy. This is not an hour to be sitting around here playing games. We are decreeing today that we will not die prematurely. We are decreeing today that we will walk in everything that God said that we're going to walk in. So raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Devil, make no mistake. I will not die prematurely. I will not die prematurely. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Hey, Mala, Lele Menke Telemanda. Get your little lazy self up now. Likalaba Komondo Lokutaya. Robololobosha. Come on, Lele Be Sitene Kian Kalamoya. Robo Sotole Be. Sankele Be Kle Salaba. Siluli Mian Talama. What helps your prayer life is walking around. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not die prematurely. I declare that my ministry will not die prematurely, that my business will not die prematurely, that my marriage will not die prematurely, that my children will not die prematurely. Father, I thank you. Mukusha. Hey, Malabasha Tineme, Remede de Bandalabasi Kololobosha. I thank you that I will not be a victim. I will not be a casualty of any evil plague. I thank you that I will not err. I will not mistake. I will not stumble. I will not be cut off. I'm not going to miss my assignment. I am not going to miss my call. Father, I understand that sin means to miss the mark, but I thank you that I will not miss the mark in every area of my life or in any area of my life. I will not miss the mark. I will not miss the mark in my finances. I will not miss the mark concerning my destiny, concerning my future. Father, I thank you that I will find my purpose. I thank you that I will fulfill my heavenly calling, my assignment, whatever you call me to do in the earth. I thank you that I will walk in it, and I will walk in it with power. I will walk in it in excellence. I will walk in it and be successful. Father, I thank you. Hey, that this year and this month will not be a year of tragedy for me. It will not be a year of disaster. It will not be a year of heartbreak. It will not be a year of disappointment. It will not be a year where I'm let down. I thank you. Hey, 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 Moshe. Hey, Likalaba, Shatalamaya, Yembele Bekulandele Kiza. Zilebe korobosha, lamandelebe ekalaba, latunibie. I thank you that this week will be a week of favor. I thank you that this day, hallelujah, I will not be cut off, but I will walk in everything I am supposed to walk in today. I will walk in everything I'm supposed to walk in this week. And the enemy will not rob me of anything that belongs to me. For I know, according to your word, he came to steal, to kill and destroy. But I declare he will not be a thief in my life. I dismantle his power. You said you came that I may have life. I command life. I decree life. Hey, Moshe, Zile, Lenkalamoto Nono Moshaba, Libandi Libisita, Sikoloboshata, Lamandelebeke Tolobo Soto, Roto Nono Mokubasi, Sibi Kibeshe, Lebe Kebabo Shaba, Rebede Bandirioza, Zikandili Mi Aya, huh? Ilalobohosha, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that I will not die. I thank you that I will not go under. I thank you that I will not be destroyed. I thank you, hallelujah, that I will be a wonder this year, that I will be a sign this year. I thank you that I will see blessings like never before. Hey, 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 Basha. Hey, Likandele Bese. Ilala Babasha. Lamandele Bekotoya. Baziki B. Manzikabo. Roboro Roboja. Lemandele Be. Labasha Tilamo. Lokobo Kubasha. Rebede de Bazia. Zilebeke Kalamando Lohova. Hilalebehobi and Shikanaya. Lenkalamando Lohova. Rosula. Rosule Bie. Lenkele Mekle Valadiza. Zituntile Mekle Salantalomo. Lukubuku Busha. Labanka Labahazia. Hey, Nelebeje. Hey, Mokoja. Yantanina. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, you will not die prematurely. My children will not die prematurely. My husband will not die prematurely. My wife will not die prematurely. You have to declare that. You have to declare that. All right, here's our next prayer point. We are enforcing the release and the manifestation of everything that's ours. We are enforcing the release. We are enforcing the release and the manifestation of everything that belongs to us. Meke mankanine lele mandolo sotuna miki biandoro boshata haba haba hoba haba yabansa zira robokoshe yembie keleme. Lentele mosula maya, we mandele makuna, mandala hoshata, hatile mengadolobo sutolema. We are commanding and enforcing it. Raise your right hands in the name of Jesus. Say, I enforce the release and the manifestation of everything that's mine. I enforce it now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that as I lift my voice and I pray right now, I thank you that I command the release. I command the release. I command the release. I command the release. I enforce the release and the manifestation of everything that belongs to me. Father, I thank you that any resistance is being broken. I release miracles. I release signs. I release wonders. I release breakthrough. Father, I thank you that I command a recovery of all good things. I command a recovery of all good things. I thank you that everything that was lost that belongs to me, every friendship, every relationship, every ounce of money, every house, every vehicle, every individual that you assigned to my life that I lost, hey, that was good for me. Father, I thank you that there shall be a recovery of all good things. I thank you that every blessing that makes me rich and added no sorrow that was stripped from my life, I recover it now. Any enemy assigned to strip me, any enemy assigned to strip my family, any enemy assigned to destroy that belongs to me, I destroy them. I declare that any blessing with my name on it, any blessing with the name of KCC on it, with the name of my pastor, with the name of my mother and father, with the name of my sister and my brother, I deploy, I release the fire of God on any enemy that is holding my blessing. I command you to release it now. I command you to release it. Every individual who is assigned to bless me, who is holding it back, who is not obeying God, may the Holy Ghost visit you in your dream. May you experience dreams and visions. Hey, Masha, may you not rest until you let go of what belongs to me. I take possession of every good thing. I take possession of every stolen good. I take possession, hey, of every treasure that is rightfully mine. Limosha, lemelediah, Lankalamakulasia. Silaboho. Rokobo Kubashalime. Lenkele Meklistala Montorobosa. I take possession of every individual who is assigned to my life, who is supposed to bless me. I declare that fire is coming under you now, and you are releasing it. I command you to release it. I command you to release it. Release my increase. Release my breakthrough. Release my promotion. Release my turnaround. Hey, I command the release of my miracle. I command the release of my healing for my family, for my daughter, for my son. I command the release of scholarships. I command the release of money. I command the release of property. Everything that belongs to me today, 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 I command it is being released. I declare by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the covenant, I declare it is being released. Hey, Masha. Hey, Likobo, Lokobo Kubasi, Sila Lebanda, in the name of Jesus. Mata, Yambe, Yambi Akusa, Mendele Kitolobo Kubasha, Hendelele Malabasaya. We are praying against attacks. We are praying against attacks. We are praying against attacks. See, y'all know why this stuff is happening to you? Because you ain't in prayer. And when you are in prayer, you're praying stuff that don't matter. You got to know what to pray. You understand that? You understand that I received the prophetic word just last week. And because I understand the rules of engagement and I recognize that there are legalities and technicalities in the spirit, I know that because I received that word and I know that the enemy heard that word, do you know that I have to bathe that prophecy in prayer? It ain't time to be shouting. Some of y'all just get happy. It's my time. That ain't worth a quarter. It's time to war. It's time to get in prayer. It's time to declare what God has said. Are you listening to me? If you don't find yourself in prayer, the devil gonna get you. The devil gonna get you. If you don't find yourself in intercession and calling on the name of the Lord and decreeing what God has said concerning you and concerning your family, you got to give yourself to prayer. It's not time for you to be lollygagging. That's why the devil is robbing you. That's why you're going to miss it, because you won't give yourself to prayer. Amen. You got to pray. And I told you, hallelujah. And I believe that's why maybe even this, you know, we got this gas on God. Hallelujah. We got this gas on God on Saturday. But I'm thinking maybe we need to meet at the church here in Charlotte and pray at midnight. Hallelujah. And decree change and decree breakthrough. All right? Because I'm telling you, there's attacks. There's all kind of attacks that want to rob you of what's yours. There's all kind of attacks that doesn't want you to receive everything that belongs to you. And here you are. Plan. Amen. But if you're in faith, you got to operate in faith. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every attack assigned to my life, I dismantle it. I dismantle it. I dismantle it. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that by the blood of the Lamb, any attack assigned to my life, within and without, any attack within and without that is assigned to my life, on the account of the blood, I terminate it. Any distraction, any family wickedness, any kind of weakness, any background demon, any wickedness, I terminate it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. I dissolve it. I annihilate every attack. Every external attack, every attack within and without, foreign and domestic, domestic attacks, attacks from the outside, every time sensitive attack, I interrupt every thought. I turn back every demonic army, every demonic garrison, every demonic concentration against my mind, against my family, against my son. What is a demonic concentration? When the enemy is concentrating on something. He's concentrating on your family. He's concentrating on your son. He's concentrating on your marriage. He's concentrating on your family. He's concentrating on your finances and your children. It's a demonic concentration. But in the name of Jesus, every demonic concentration against my mind, against my relationship, every attack that the enemy would attempt to send through family emergency, any force of darkness that has been released in my life to orchestrate an attack, to orchestrate pain, to orchestrate death, to orchestrate torment, to orchestrate torture, I overturn every attack. I block every attack. I cancel every attack. I terminate every attack. Whatever the enemy is doing to cease my destiny, every attack against KCC, every attack against the families of KCC, against the membership growth of KCC, against our health, against our finances, against my relationship. Father, I thank you that every attack is canceled. Every attack is canceled. I terminate it on the account of the blood. Hey, I terminate it by the blood of the Lamb. Hey, I terminate it now. Every attack within and without, foreign and domestic, at home and abroad, may every attack be canceled. May every attack be dismantled. May every attack be destroyed. May every attack be terminated. Any attack that is planned for my life today, that is planned for my children today, this week, this month, any attack against my finances, any attack against the underground prayer movement, any attack against my prophecy to hinder my prophecy from coming to pass, I cancel it. I terminate it. I terminate it. I terminate it. Lift your voice and pray. Basha Beshebo Mukashimo Likanabata Lenkenebelestoma Lilandili Kitola Ilolobo Shate Lebe Kulamanda Inanamohosa. Hey, Masha. Hey, Mikushaba. Hey, Mendelebe Sotobokoba. Laminininioja. You got to pray. Yes, God said it. Yes, God spoke it. You think it's coming without a war? You think it's coming without a fight? The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. You got to stop doing stuff in the natural, and you got to fight stuff in the spirit, because you are loaded. You are powerful. Ilele ban shalama lengele mandolobo sotobo kubasi zimindini nikia lele andala bahaya. Give yourself the prayer. Give yourself the intercession, and trust God. Ha! Moja, you are sowing now. Sow your seed now. Mikende, mikende. Mika nananamo, ulalaba shande. Erabo subukubu salaba. Sow your seed now. $PBCJR. Kingdom City Culture. Command the release. Cancel every attack. Musha, lebandolobo sotomo. Rokobo kubasha. Lemendele kiaya. Halabashata nanama. Yembibibibi kikomo hokomo sukuna. Lendelele alalabaya. Handalala moho. Robodobosha. Yendebe kekalabasia. Indalalababa shata. Ha! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minanomoho. Rokobo kubasha. Command the release and command it to be as God has said. Hallelujah. We're praying again at 6 o'clock, March 18th and the 19th. We'll be in Atlanta. We're giving ourselves the prayer. We're calling on the name of the Lord because we understand the power of prayer. We understand that if you don't pray, nothing is going to change. I don't care what prophecy is hanging over your life. You got to pray. Isaac, you got to pray. Malabasha, jenka makimana makunasia, ilalaboho tande, ebo sharaba, harabasi kandala bahaya. Amen. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. Today is a good day. You're going on the website if you have to, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. Some of you out here sleep when you know you got mess going on in your life. My God, you don't have a right to be asleep. You got too much the enemy trying to rob you from. Amen. Make it to that altar at KZC. Amen. You're picking it up, Jacksonville. You're picking it up, Houston. Charlotte, pick it up. Pick it up in prayer. You've been given the privilege to have a church open for 24 hours. Are you taking advantage of it in praying and seeking the Lord? Because there's a breakthrough at the altar. Oh, la ba shande. I say there's a breakthrough at the altar. Oh, yes, it is. All the women of KCC, amen. We have a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. All the women, and it don't have to be of KC, any woman that's on this call. Any woman, make it to KCC today here in Charlotte. You that are at home will be watching, streaming. Amen. The mothers will be making an impartation, and then I'll be making an impartation. But if you in faith, you got to act like this thing is already done. I'm healed. I'm delivered. And I am set free. And I won't for nothing. You declare that. Today is a good day. Today is a great day. I will not be attacked today. I will not be destroyed today. I will not be dismantled today. Amen. I will not be robbed of what's mine today. Satan, you a liar. The blood is against you. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. Amen. Set a precedence in the spirit where you keep your word. Set a precedence where you don't change every 5 minutes. Amen. We got to be people that keep our word so that heaven can move on our behalf. Thank God that it's already done. You're blessed. You're anointed. And you will never be defeated. We got prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. I'll be looking for you in prayer. More grace.